It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, which is Tucker's Tape, and it's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. Remember, GoPSURV.com's holiday gift is still available. They're giving you the best deal of the season. It's one of the best deals ever. Right now, you purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com, and they will double its value. That's like getting your RV rental at 50% off. You can contact them today for more details. Just call 1-800-519-8467. And remember, this offer ends December 31st, 2018. That's GoPSURV.com. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, quarter two, Tucker's Tape, Kentucky Scouting Report. You want to talk about their hammer? They got several hammer players, yeah, but they're two.
I
want to talk
about all of them. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of knew this. Everybody knows about Josh Allen. He's a top 10 pick, right? Their edge rusher. He's tremendous. Everybody knows about their running back, Benny Snell,
right,
who's led them offensively and a big reason for their resurgence. I didn't realize until midway through the year, I do a draft podcast with a draft guru guy, Fran Duffy from the Eagles. He's their video scouting guru. It's called The College Draft, by the way. Plug. And Kentucky is loaded.
The two safeties?
On defense.
Yeah.
They have five defensive backs that might get drafted.
Yeah, the two safeties
five.
Are studs.
They have two good safeties. They have three good corners. You know,
they have the Mark offensive Stoops, lineman, Mark Bunchy.
Stoops has been on record as saying he thinks they might have 12 guys drafted. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. Like, Alabama had 12 guys drafted last year. So
right.
I don't think it's going to happen. But my point is they're better than I thought they were. Like, the whole year I thought, it's a nice story. You know, they got a pretty good defense. They're beating teams, low-scoring games, blah, blah, blah. No, they've got talent. They've got legit dudes, as we say on this show, especially on the defensive side of the ball. This is going to be a really interesting game and a challenging game. Because here's the other thing, too. Unlike some of the other teams they could play against, for these Kentucky kids, the Citrus Bowl, this is like their national championship. Like, correct. They're playing in a New Year's Bowl against Penn State, a top, you know, top 10 perennial team, and a chance to finish in the top 10. This is a legacy game for these kids at Kentucky.
Do you know that Kentucky is trying to win its first New Year's Day bowl game since 1952?
Wow.
In the Cotton Bowl.
You beat love TCU. Nuggets. You love,
I got
you
one love, for you.
No, that
you
was
walked right into it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So this is their and they're trying to become only the third Kentucky team in school history, the first since 1977 to win 10 football games.
So that game that Penn State beat them with Tim Couch as the quarterback, that wasn't a New Year's Day
Outback.
Game? Wasn't that a New Year's Day game?
Penn State won. Penn State won.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
They're trying to win their first New Year's Day bowl game.
My bad.
Yeah. Since they haven't won a New Year's Day bowl game since 1952, and they haven't had a double-digit win season since 1977.
And by the way, I don't know how much Franklin's talked about it, but if Penn State wins, it's three 10-win seasons for the first time since 80 to 82.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is a big accomplishment. When did they switch, Bob, to 12 games a year? It makes a big difference. Big difference between 11 games a year and 12 games
a
year.
Yeah. I want to say it was it would have been like around – it was around 2008, somewhere around there.
I thought it was 2009.
That helps. Yeah. That helps. Yeah. But they can at least say it. So anyway, let's dive into it. Andy, are you teeing me up or am I just going?
You can just
go.
I'm
going to let him go.
All right. I got some nuggets here, but they can go in quarter four too. I got plenty to talk about.
So Josh Allen is – one of the best defensive players in the country.
Yeah.
He's projected to be a top 10 pick. I think he's a 3-4 outside backer. That's what he looks like to me. Really good with his hands. Long, lean, athletic. I didn't even know until last week, Bob, you told me he's from Monmouth County.
Yeah, Monmouth. I think Monmouth Junction or something like that. Yeah.
And only FBS scholarship was to
Monmouth.
Well, FBS was to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Late or whatever. Yes. I just.
Only other one.
That's amazing because Jersey is very heavily recruited.
Right.
Everybody recruits Jersey because there's. It's heavily populated. There's good talent there. And there's absolutely no loyalty whatsoever to the home state school. So, like, Pennsylvania's like, oh, he's probably going to go to Penn State. Ohio, oh, he's probably going to go to Ohio State. So, he's really, really impressive.
Two-star kid.
Great burst off the edge. Really good with his hands. Tenacious. He's even pretty good in coverage. I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous player. He is – when's the last time Penn State had a big-time defensive guy? I mean, they have not had a guy like this in a while.
I mean, their last defensive lineman that went number one in the first round was Odrick, and that was in 2010. But he was more of an inside player. He wasn't really. He was like a versatile.
Right.
But they haven't really had a guy like.
So, so Josh Allen won the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He won the Nagurski Trophy, the Bednarik Award, the Jack Lamberter Trophy for the best linebacker.
Yeah.
He leads the team with 84 tackles, 18 and a half tackles for a loss, 14 sacks, which leads the SEC, 5 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, 5 pass breakups.
And almost went pro last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elected to return, and he's one of those guys where he probably would have been late first, maybe second last year, and actually coming back really helped him. What makes those numbers even more impressive, Andy, is he was the guy this year, right? Like, he was the guy that they were trying to – he's the – like, Etor Gross-Matos is going to get that treatment next year, where it's like
– this is the guy
the O-line meeting is, we got to block number 99. We got to block Allen.
And I think the fact that he's playing in the game speaks to – Ross's point, how much this game means to Kentucky and the whole program. I think Josh is aware of that, and I think you will see them. This is not one of those games where I think they're going to show up flat at all. I think they really want this game.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV experience. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're talking about Kentucky's Hammers here for as we get ready for the Citrus Bowl. The Wildcats finished 9-3 overall, 5-3 in the SEC. They're ranked 14th in the country. They have a stud running back. That's the other guy.
Yeah, Benny Snell. You know, he's 5'11", like 220. He's a hammer, but he's got pretty good wiggle too. He's got a nice burst, but he's not like a speed guy.
He is not a speedster.
He runs like a, they said they estimate him, or maybe he ran it in the spring, 4.68 40. So he's not fast. But if you've watched him this year, he's a tremendous leader. Like he has, their offense is not real good. I don't even know who their quarterback is. Their offense is not good.
They don't throw the ball a lot. He's more of a dual threat guy.
Right. What Stoops did a good job of is complimentary football of, hey, we got a great defense. Let's run the ball, play to their strength, possess the ball, give our defense a rest, and then they'll be dominant. He's projected second or third round right now. I will say this. You hear that about a lot of running backs.
Correct.
Right? So every running back you hear, oh, he's second or third round. Okay. Well, we'll see. I will say this. I think every ranking I've seen so far, he's listed above Miles Sanders.
And I think he went off against Joe Moorhead's.
He did. I watched that game.
Mississippi State defense, which has some dudes on their defense. And I think he had 4 rushing touchdowns and 100-plus.
They put him in a deep eye look. They'll run him out of the pistol. They'll run him out of the Wildcat. He's got 1,340 yards this year, 14 rushing touchdowns. He averages 5 yards a carry. Yeah. And you look at that, but he had more than 250 carries. To me, that's the impressive number. He averages 5 yards a carry, and he in 10 of the 12 games, he had 18 or more carries this year.
So
in other words, he's a workhorse.
Is this guy like Ron Dayne from Wisconsin? Maybe a little bit smaller, but all he does, I mean, he's not a breakaway threat, although Ron did run against some slow defenses. Like, who is this guy?
He is I'm trying to think who he reminds me of when I'm trying. You know who he reminds me of is no, he doesn't remind me of Shady McCoy.
He's not Shady McCoy at all.
No,
he doesn't. I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, like maybe
maybe Evan Royster on steroids.
Really? So he's a guy that in the NFL is not an every down back. He is going to be part of a platoon, but he'll be doing one thing really well. Would you say?
Probably.
Yeah. He's a first second down guy, but he's really fast through the hole. He's not great in open.
Got it.
But he runs through the hole well, and he has, like Ross said, he has a little bit of wiggle, but he is physical. Like he's a
downhill, like he's an ideal second back in the NFL that comes in and just goes. So he I mean, the thing that's impressive about him is kind of like Josh Allen, he's all they had on offense, right? For the most part, and he still was able to do it. They also have, we mentioned, two safeties, three corners. Mike Edwards is the one safety. Sounds like he might go second or third round as well, second day of the draft. They have a tight end who looks the part, C.J. Conrad, 6'5", 250. They just don't throw him the ball very much, but he's highly thought of. They've got big corners. Derek Beatty is 6'3". And most of their guys in the secondary, it's almost like Mark Stoops has been building towards this year. Because all these guys have been playing forever. I mean, they're Derek Beatty at corner, Darius West at safety. I talked to a scout yesterday, loves Jordan Jones, the linebacker. He's only 218, but he's like your typical SEC fly-around linebacker. Lonnie Johnson is the other corner. He's 6'3". They have two 6'3 corners.
Sounds like Penn State's passing game might be in a little bit of trouble
in this game. They're one of the top 10 or 12
ranked. And their other corner is 6'4".
Yeah.
Their other corner, Chris Westry, is 6'4". So one 6'4", two 6'3s. Then they got a couple offensive linemen that are pretty good that might get drafted as well.
So this is the second best defense Penn State will see after Michigan this year, or would you say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100% better than Ohio State, better than Michigan State.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe 100%. Even better than Michigan.
Okay.
And the other thing about this game, it being on New Year's Day, and Josh Allen like sort of cleaning up during the award ceremony time, with the college football playoff games being on Saturday and then the New Year's Day games coming after it, and a 1 o'clock start, I mean, college football fans are going to tune into this game just to watch Josh Allen, I think. I mean, if you're a college football fan,
you're
like,
saying,
when I tuned in and watched them, I tuned in earlier this year to the Florida game to watch Florida and Kentucky just because I'm a college football fan. And I tuned in to watch that game to watch Josh Allen play football because I was like, what is this guy they're talking about from New Jersey that nobody wanted that's really good? And then you saw him play. And I think that's one thing that people are going to do with this game is to tune in to watch Josh Allen play football.
I agree with that.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. They are your questions. We have them here. They are his answers. That means Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.